In March, Sweetbriar College in rural Virginia announced that it would close because of insurmountable financial troubles. Since then, everyone in higher ed has been asking what college might be next. From WGBH's higher ed desk, Kurt Carapeza reports.
Just like a patient, a college has certain vital signs that show it might be ailing. Two of those vital signs are a small endowment and low enrollment. And Pine Manor College, just outside Boston, happens to suffer from both. That's why President Joseph Lee is on email constantly, checking enrollment updates from the admissions office.
Let's see, we have good news. Once in a while, you get good news in an email. Every student is so critical as we go forward.
So you'll be watching that number pretty closely.
Oh, you do.
Every student is so critical because today Pine Manor only has about 400. Founded 104 years ago, the college enjoys a beautiful location, 60 wooded acres tucked in Chestnut Hill. For a long time, just like Sweetbriar, this was a finishing school, a place for wealthy white debutantes. Today, the four-year private school serves a very different population, Black and Latino men and women, many of them low-income.
What we're trying to do is maintain a diverse student body, have individuals that are better prepared academically, and also socioeconomically have a better ability to pay.
Finding students who can pay isn't easy. To get more students in the door, Pine Manor is basically throwing financial aid money at students, trying to convince them to enroll. Going forward, President Lee says the college must lower its discount rate, which is north of 50%. Why is that so important?
It's just not financially sustainable. If you have a $1 billion endowment, possibly.
Pine Manor's endowment is just $10 million, and the school is $10.3 million in debt. 2 years ago, to raise funds, the college sold off a chunk of its campus.
This is the dream spot. 5.2 acres of prime real estate owned by Pine Manor College.
As WBZ-TV reported, the buyers were Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. The famous couple paid $4.5 million for the plot.
And here's the proposal for that land: to build a very big house, a smaller one for the help, and another building perhaps for a yoga studio.
The sale has helped, but it's not going to solve the overall cash flow and enrollment problem that many small schools face. As demand has dwindled, the number of private colleges that exclusively offer undergrad liberal arts degrees has fallen from 220 in 1990 to about 100 today. Most are fine, but Scott Jashik, editor of Inside Higher Ed, says the closing of Sweetbriar College has shocked the industry.
Usually when a college closes, a private college, it's been on its deathbed for years, and they're down to a very small number of students, and you sort of know it's coming.
What should concern small liberal arts schools like Pine Manor, Jashik says, is that Sweetbriar's board looked at long-term enrollment trends and decided things weren't going to get better, even though the school had a $90 million endowment.
And that unsettles people who feel they're at a college or university where it's not really bad, we're not going to close. They look at Sweetbriar and people worry.
Back at Pine Manor, students and faculty trickle into the student center. They walk past the college's mission statement, which is taped on the wall.
You know, our mission tagline is one student at a time. We still teach like that.
Bill Vogel teaches political science here, and he's optimistic about the college's future, although he admits he's been following the Sweetbriar story pretty closely.
Every story on Sweetbriar, you know, I'm reading it because it's, you know, because it does tell us something about the way the country is changing.
I look at the public debate, and it looks like liberal arts colleges are losing. Would you agree with that?
Losing the public debate? It's a tough environment. The cost factor, you know, has been the biggest challenge. And liberal arts, private liberal arts colleges are really have to figure out a way to, you know, to face up and meet that.
If they don't, if they go out of business, Inside Higher Ed's Scott Jashik says that could lead to greater social inequality, where the U.S. is left with top-tier private schools like Harvard, Princeton, and Yale, and underfunded public schools with few options in between.
In all sorts of ways in higher education right now, I do worry about the rich having a lot more opportunity than low-income students do.
And families who've traditionally supported and benefited from schools like Pine Manor could suffer the most. On campus, Kurt Carapeza, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
To hear Kirk's interview with former Bucknell University President Brian Mitchell about challenges facing small liberal arts colleges, go to WGBHnews.org and click on the on-campus link. Higher Education Reports are a collaboration with the Forum for the Future of Higher Education and made possible with support from Lumina Foundation, the Davis Educational Foundation, and TIAA-CREF Financial Services.